Kahan Israel Abel Hawken!
Hey, y'all are louder now than you was this morning. You may be seated. I know you're always hearing this and rejoicing, and that's what makes me feel great today. I'm thinking with all the energy I'm seeing, maybe we should change the services to afternoon. Still a morning. No. Got too much to do throughout the day. And I've got to take you and make you see what I saw, and which I wasn't really that concerned about to begin with, till I started thinking about it, or till Yahweh made me think about it, but about the donkey on the cloud. But we ended now this morning, if you remember, with salvation being shown, a great gathering taking place. Now, this is actually the gathering, the salvation, the gathering that was spoken of in Genesis 49, the great gathering, obedience to the nations. Anybody see any nations that's obedient to Yahweh at this time? But we're going to see that, and we're the work. You know, all the scholars admit that this is a work that is prophesied there. But they just can't figure it out. And they said, well, maybe it's Christianity. Maybe it's a church in the last days. The church is going to have to do a lot of changing. But on the Zechariah here now, if you go back to Zechariah 9:9, and if you notice here, he's the one, we're given the, in Genesis 49, we're given the righteous man who qualified for the scepter of righteousness, that's forever his. It can't never be taken away from him. It's his forever. And the jobs that we receive with him are going to be the same. They're going to be working with Yahshua forever, never losing a job. You won't have to worry about that. Never missing a paycheck, never letting your house be repossessed. Praise Yahweh. But Zechariah now, he's the one that ties the donkeys in with the branch. See, he's just having salvation riding on the donkeys. Rejoice greatly, see. O daughters, now this is the ones that keep Yahweh's commandments and so forth. And then he also ties it in with the house of Yahweh. If you go back to chapter 4 there, you will see the branches spoken of in verse 12. And then he says he ties it to the two witnesses in 14. So your prophecy starts coming together, see, a little here and a little there. And then in verses 10, chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, we see the two witnesses in verse 10, then building the house of Yahweh in verse 11 in a Babylonish land that doesn't yet exist. Of course, when this was written, the American Indians were going there. Does anyone know where an American Indian is in any other place besides America? These people were, of course, Israelites. They were mixed up of all the 12 tribes, but they call them American Indians. Well, of course, their history will have to be rewritten, And everyone knows that, you know. I mean, I'm not the house of Yahweh is not the only one that knows that. We will rewrite the history the way it's the way all of this took place one day, and praise Yahweh, and give it to the world complete. And then he shows the house of Yahweh being established by these two witnesses. So all of it's beginning to come together. Now, in 9:9, we see salvation. We see the Lamb riding on the donkeys. And if you go back now to Matithya, the Savior's writings, not his writings, but his words that the apostles wrote as part of their duty before they were killed. In Matithya 21, and notice verse 7, he said, they brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks upon them, and he sat upon them. He sat upon them. Well, of course, this shows the fulfillment of him riding on the donkey and the colt that the prophet showed. So here he fulfilled that prophecy and sat upon them. And verse 8 says, and very great multitude spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches. They cut branches from the trees and laid them on the road. Now, in Leviticus 23, if you go back there, this ties it in with keeping Yahweh's feast. And, of course, this was the beginning to the gathering of the feast at that time. In chapter 23 and of Leviticus 23 and verse 40, on the day before, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm branches, leafy branches, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice in front of Yahweh your father for 7 days. This also ties it in with Revelations 7, and I think we did that this morning, so I'm going to skip that. Now, the branches, of course, are emblematic of the success, rejoicing in Yahweh. Rejoicing in Yahweh. That's what the branches actually represent. All in fulfillment of Genesis 49 and verse 1, last days, last days. Taken here a little and there a little. Now remember Genesis 49:10, donkeys and notice also the last part of that, obedience of the nations. Genesis 49, verse 10. Now, that's also shown in Revelation 7, verse 9. All nations will come before his throne, and even the quartet is shown as actually bowing to Yahweh in the last days in repentance. Well, these come out, Yahweh says, of great tribulation. That's in Revelation 7:14. We see that great tribulation spoken of, and turn to that one in Matithya 24. Matithya 24. Notice verse 21 and 22. You see the great tribulation, and there'll never be another one like it. So Revelations is speaking of the same tribulation too that Daniel spoke of in the time that he saw two others. Matithya 24, verses 21 and 22. Same as Revelation 7:14, where this great gathering takes place. Obedience of the nations fulfilled in that time period. Now you think of the work that is going to come from this group right here. It's coming. It's coming. You'd be surprised how many people Yahweh is preparing right now from what we're doing among the nations. Now, in verse 29, he shows the a darkening of the sun. So this also includes the nuclear wars. And then in verse 33 and 34, he shows this is the last generation. That's what Genesis 49:1 said. In the last days, and Yahshua calls it the last generation. In chapter 24, 33, he says, when you see all these things, and that's 33, then 34, he says, that generation will not pass away until all of these things are fulfilled. All are fulfilled. Now, if you'll turn over, we read this morning, but turn back there again to Luke 21. Luke 21. Luke 21, and look at verse 11. Now here we see the great earthquakes will be throughout place to place. We're seeing that now. The means of television and news media and cameras and all of these, this knowledge being increased, technical knowledge, we're able to see that. And famines, earthquakes and famines, well, this is increasing as the news shows. It was played this morning. And the disease epidemics are spreading like wildfire now. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Great signs from heaven. Let that be itched in your mind. Now, this is Yahshua, our highest priest, speaking. He's high priest over the house of Yahweh, as Hebrews 10:21 said. And he's saying to you here, in a time period, the last generation, when all this trouble is taking place, nation against nation, as the prophet said now, every brother's hand against his own brother. Every man's hand against his neighbor. This is what we're seeing now. You don't see any peace at all left in the world. You see hatred. Even the men that we put in Washington, D.C., the White House, they're fighting against one another. If you'd see them debating, you know, it's almost like they're going to get into a fist fight. You keep expecting it any time. And the hatred that's shown in their faces and accusation, you know, running each other down. You can see here what they really think of the one standing next to them. Well, what's the public supposed to think of this? The public is saying, we don't want either one. We're trying to find somebody better, but there's no one to pick from. The hatred in the school violence, they don't know what to do about it. We had another boy commit suicide just recently. Now, this came out big time. This is only a few of the incidents, the more popular ones coming from the rich families. This boy was being bullied. They hired policemen to guard the schools, but the bullying didn't take place in the school, so they said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Now, here's teachers and police that control the schools, but they can't do anything about it because it occurred outside the school. This is just seems a little bit ignorant to me. why wouldn't they, with a boy begging like this and saying, I'm going to commit suicide, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, but I don't want to have this occurring to me anymore. And the abuse that the boy went through, but yet they could do nothing about it. They can't leave the school. What, they can't get out of their chair? They haven't got sense enough to go out a door? What? Is their brain so sick that they can't follow the boy and see what's taking place? Take a police officer with them, maybe? You know, the decisions, they're just not there. And that's what we got to choose from to replace the ones that we put in Washington that we don't want. We really didn't want them when we put them there, and we want them less now. Well, that's what the world has come to. And Yahweh is going to bring understanding now to 2 billion people that we know of. Now, these others will be resurrected, and there's no telling how many people out of those others will turn to Yahweh at that time. But he's going to turn this whole thing around, and he told you how he's going to turn it around. He forecast in advance, and I read it to you this morning, I'm going to allow every man's hand against his brother. I'm going to allow it. This is what you chose. This is what you'll get. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. Now, he called you out of this world, meaning he could call anybody out. He could call the whole thing off. But he wouldn't prove his point to heaven. He wouldn't prove his point here on earth. And it would crop back in. He can do this one time. And it's not a damage that he can't repair. He can repair the damage, he can resurrect the people, he can give them another opportunity to convert to his way, to actually partake of his knowledge. They didn't want to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Romans 1 says. So he gave them over to this reprobate mind that you see now that's incapable of making rightful decisions. Amoshah said, they know not the way to peace. And in this time period, he's fulfilling this prophecy about a lowly man bringing forth some lowly donkeys in the last days to carry the load, to do the work, and be tried at the same time, be tried and tested so that they can prove that they have rights to that scepter of righteousness, to partake in it. And Yahshua said in Revelations 22:14, blessed are they that are obedient to Yahweh's laws because they have right to the tree of life and may enter into the gate, through the gates into the city. Well, here now he says, you will see in verse 11, he said, great earthquakes, famines, pestilence, that's what we're seeing right now, fearful sights, great signs from heaven. Now, look back at, well, we saw that already, Matthew 24, 21 and 22 says this is going to be the greatest tribulation ever. Then verse 30, it says, you will see a sign. Let's go there again. Matthew 24 and verse 30. 24 and verse 30. You'll see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, these are the ones that are watching for us. And he says, watch. He does tell us to watch. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man. Well, what would you look for in a sign? I left the sanctuary on the 25th of August, and it was, I don't know the time, but it was in the evening. It was before sunset because the sun was actually coming out from underneath the cloud. I drove to the studio and where the shows are done, the prophetic word shows are done. I stopped in the front yard. Because this cloud over to the right, which would have been northwest. And in fact, I picked up the phone and went to calling people because there was a cloud, a black cloud, the color of that black donkey, if you can believe that. I know others saw that too. They saw the cloud. I called some people and told them, run outside right quickly and look in the northwest and look at this perfect shape of a donkey. And I do mean it was perfect, tail and all. And she had her head up, her neck turned up like that, and her ears perked forward, and like she was looking at something, and there was a cloud in front of her. Well, all I could think about was how perfectly shaped that donkey was in a cloud. And I called Shaul, too. He said he was outside on the phone. He was looking south. I don't think he would have seen this, even if he'd have been, even if he'd have looked back north. Because to me, it looked like the cloud, it looked like this cloud was right over all of that area right there. But I don't think it got past 603, but it was right over that area right there. Now, that's the way it's looked in my memory. And then it came back the other way across this land right here, came east. The big, large cloud in front of the donkey, it was shaped kind of strange. And that's what the donkey was looking at. Now, if you were a betting man, a gambler, if you've been to Hollywood and you know the odds on things, you know, they bet on everything. A fly can land on a mic and they'll bet which way the fly is going to fly. But what would be the odds of seeing a perfectly shaped donkey standing on a cloud? Well, probably not too high, that. Now, to top that off now, the donkey had a pack on his back, and it was a perfectly shaped pack on his back. And I got to thinking about this later. You know, there's more to this. You know, something did this. Because this would double the odds or triple the odds of ever seeing something like that so perfect and with the tail and everything. And I told this the next Sabbath what about this seeing this cloud. Well, the artists, they started wanting to draw pictures, and they would draw pictures, and I'd tell them what was wrong with it, and they'd draw more, and they were working day and night, and our computer artists, too, were working. They was taking the pictures that was drawn by the artists, and they was working with them and correcting them, and we finally got the donkey corrected, and that's what you see on the banner back there. And then it took a while to get the pack on his back corrected. And after that, I said, you know, he was looking at a cloud, and I think we should put that in front of him. And the first one, first seven or eight was off, and I kept trying to describe the cloud to them. And finally, one day, I went back to the studio. I go golfing to do shows. But anyway, I was at the studio, and I was opening mail that afternoon, and I looked up at the, looked over to television set. I think the phone rang, and I turned my head to the left where the television is. And they had, I saw this olive tree on top that our newsman had put on top of the sign here at the sanctuary, and there was the picture. And I said, that's a perfect shape. I called right quickly because we'd been working on this thing for weeks. This took place back in August, and we was trying to get it right because the more I worked on it, the more I felt this was of Yahweh. And he was showing us something here. So when I looked at that olive tree, and the way it's shaped, I said, that's exactly what I've been trying to tell our painters and our computer men. So I said, take that and put that in that picture, and you got it. Well, it wasn't exactly, because it comes back over and down and like a some kind of sleigh, a snow sleigh, turned up in front and come up back over like this, and in front, and then it had the jigs and the jags, and we almost had those in there when I saw that, and I said, there's what I saw. It's the same shape as that olive tree. Now, put that in your odds. And that half of that olive tree that sticks out there towards that donkey, that's what this donkey was staring at. Anyway, after we got this cloud, after we saw the olive tree, after I saw that olive tree, and then we started working on the cloud with it, with the olive tree. Then we got it right, and we decided to make a banner then at to show everyone what this thing was about. Let me see. There's something I missed here somewhere, I think. No, here it is. Now, the location, I told you, it was right over the land of Yahweh, that cloud was. And that was the only one I saw because I was looking over the top of a storage building and a garage. But I could see it coming back towards the sanctuary this way. But it looked like it ended right there at 603, standing right over the place where the first mobile sanctuary was, in fact, and the homestead. At the same time this was taking place, now the musicians, they decided they wanted to write these prophecies and they wanted to make a song. So I said, well, you got to have now your original music. You can't steal music from someone else. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. So I said, okay, let's do it. So at this time, I'd like for our technical team to turn the lights off and play you this song. No one's ever heard it now, till now, except the ones that's working on it.
To the choices branch. Choices branch, Yisrael Hawkins. We are the cult of the donkey. Tell it to the choices branch, Yisrael Hawkins. Built on the foundations of the prophets and apostles who are tell it to the vine, Yahshua. We are the cult of the donkey. Tell it to the choices branch, Yisrael Hawkins. Built on the foundations of the prophets and apostles who are tell it to the vine, Yahshua.
Okay, I want you to go back to Matithiah there, where you were now, Matithiah 24 and verse 30. And he says, and then will appear the sign of the Son of Man. And if you think of what he's saying there, the Son of Man is sending us a sign, the sign of the Son of Man. You're not going to see the Son of Man right now, but he's telling somebody, you're going to see a sign of the Son of Man in heaven. You're going to see it in heaven. Now, this is at a time when the earth is mourning. You notice that all tribes of the earth, all 12 tribes of the earth are mourning in the last days. And those mourning 12 tribes will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds in great glory. But that's after Revelations 7 takes place, when the great gathering takes place. And they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory to rule the earth and the universe. Look back again to Luke now, Luke 21. And again, Luke shows this great tribulation, and he shows this sign, 21 and verse 11. He shows this sign here, the earthquakes, and he says, signs from heaven. Well, what would that be for? And what signs? This is something that Yahshua said in Matthew 24, you're going to see. You're going to see this. Well, we've seen it. I'm convinced 100% this was given to us by Yahshua, our high priest. And we know from what he said in Matthew 24, he's the one that sent it. He's the one that sent this. Now look at verse 28, Luke 21 and verse 28. Now this is meant to be encouraging because of the fact that the load has been great. The tests have been great. The frustrations, we've been through it all. I've been through it with you. I know what you have suffered, and I'm suffering with you. So this is an encouraging sign to us, and that's why he sent it at this time, to let you know. In verse 28 says, so when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, and lift up your heads. That is this look up. It means the meaning of it is cheer up, be joyful, show joy to Yahweh through the high priest, of course, Yahshua. Look up and rejoice and show the joy. Look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Look up and lift up your heads for your redemption. So we know that we're going to be redeemed from this stupid world, that evil world that we're living in right now. And the there's much more to this than what I've brought you, but I brought you enough, I think, that you understand this. And anyone can turn the name and address in at the office. Now, we don't have these done. We worked right up until the last minute. In fact, we were still working on it this morning to get this song tape made for you, the disc, where you can play it every once in a while and lift up your head and rejoice. But this is the absolute truth, and it's absolutely from Yahshua himself through Yahweh. Praise God. We'll start again possibly this coming Sabbath and get back to Shiloh. Shiloh, come, because this is part of that meaning of that until Shiloh come. the world does not understand this. We're the only ones on the face of the earth that understand what's taking place right now. What we're doing is going to change the world. Just as what Yahshua did in the days when he was on earth, changed the world. But this time, the job will be finished. Yahweh's job will be finished in turning this around to where man will never want to sin again, and where the kingdoms of heaven will see and witness what is going on here on earth and how to change it. Because he's going to bring the change about through you. You're bringing it right now. You're chipping away at this stone while it's falling, this mountain that's fallen, caving to pieces. We're chipping away at it. It's going to fall, but we're not going to fall. The house of Yahweh will never fall. If we'll get back onto that possibly this Sabbath for everyone who can stay. I know many of you have got to go back to your dwellings. I don't think you're going to be there long now. I think everything is fixing to fall and fall quickly, and I'm praying for it. Don't forget, when you get back out there, don't deny me. If you deny me, you deny Yahshua. Don't forget, you're the children of the donkey. Oh boy. Of the donkey. Okay, at the count of three now. Now you're being filmed, remember, so let's get wild. One, two, three. Hallelujah!